What? UN resolution on Gaza ceasefire vetoed explosion after angry will be visible exchange to the between naked U.S., Russia, Blink, and Netanyahu diverge event. Over direction of war.
Biden cancels
once
nearly
in decline,
$6
indigenous
in student
food
debt.
Culture in Borneo thrives again.
What? House sends government funding
Ukraine
package
war,
to Senate
five dead and
hours
million
ahead
without
of
war
shutdown
after
deadline.
Wave of Russian strikes. Senegal's presidential election. Bill to avert
look
shutdown
at the four
prompting
main
GOP mutiny.
What's going on
in the world? This podcast is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print three times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound toward experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. To learn more, visit crescent.evansville.edu. Welcome back to another episode of What's Going On in the World. Today is Friday, March 22nd. I'm Sarah Siles, and I'm here with
Tommy J. Houseman.
We are now entering in the season of Ramadan, and it was a goal to have figured out a ceasefire within the Gaza Strip before Ramadan. Last Friday, the United States presented an idea for a ceasefire, and the United Nations Security Council proposed it. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu was opposed to it, and continues to say that he will not stop the violence until the Hamas leaders are dead. Also, both Russia and China vetoed the proposal.
The House passed government spending bills in a rush to avoid a shutdown, leading to a showdown in the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson faces a revolt from conservatives, with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene filing a motion to remove him. The bill covers critical departments but has faced criticism from both sides. Senate Majority Leader Schumer urges swift action to prevent a shutdown. Johnson highlights conservatives' victories in the bill but faces discontent with his party. The fate of the speaker's leadership is uncertain amidst ongoing tensions. This follows previous funding measures, but disagreements persist. To summarize what's going on in the Senate and in our country, I'm going to move forward telling you about Trump's team reorganizing the RNC's donation system to prioritize funds for Trump's campaigns and legal bills, using the RNC as a conduit. This year so far, he spent $8.5 million on legal fees from this fund. Conservative lawyer George Conway criticized the current Republican Party's divergence from its historical values. The House narrowly passed the necessary appropriations bill just before midnight, with Democrats providing the majority of the votes despite significant Republican opposition. House Speaker Johnson immediately recessed the House until April 9th after the bill's passage. Senate faced challenges in considering the House measure due to right-wing senators' refusal to give unanimous consent. Republican senators demanded votes on extremist amendments, potentially leading to a government shutdown for political gain. The delay caused the demand for amendments was exacerbated by personal circumstances, such as Senator Susan Collins needing to attend her mother's funeral. The passage of the appropriations bill prompted significant changes in the House, with Representative Kay Granger stepping down from chairing the Appropriations Committee. Representative Mike Gallagher announced an early departure from Congress, further narrowing the Republican House majority to one vote. Representative Ken Buck also announced an early departure, expressing frustration with the state of affairs. Despite frustrations, extremist Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene pushed back, filing motions to punish party leadership. Concerns over the party dysfunction led to hesitancy in challenging House Speaker Johnson's leadership, especially amidst pressure to address urgent issues like aid for Ukraine. Representative Jamie Raskin expressed readiness to collaborate on humanitarian efforts. The cost of delaying assistance for Ukraine became evident as Russia intensified attacks, causing significant civilian casualties.
The state of Sarawak in Malaysia has been growing due to chefs moving near the Borneo Forest, also located in Malaysia. As awareness for locally sourced food is growing, indigenous Malaysian cuisine in Malaysia has been gaining popularity despite it becoming less popular in the past few decades. This resurgence is providing jobs for chefs that can use the plants from the Borneo Forest to make their dishes.
A cosmic explosion will be visible to the naked eye in once-in-a-lifetime stargazing event. A rare cosmic event, a nova, is set to occur in the Milky Way, creating a bright, new star visible in the night sky. This event will happen in the T. Cornoa Borealis system with a dead star and a red giant. As matter accumulates on the dead star surface, pressure builds, leading to an explosion likened to a hydrogen bomb. It's predicted to be visible to the naked eye and could happen anytime between now and September. Skywatchers are urged to monitor the Corona Borealis constellation for this once-in-a-lifetime event, as it may only occur every 80 years or so.
Senegal will be holding its presidential elections this Sunday. It has been narrowed down to four people that have a chance of winning: two former prime ministers, a politician, and a co-founder and leader of an opposition party.
Biden cancels nearly $6 billion in student debt. President Biden has announced the cancellation of nearly $6 billion in student debt for around 80,000 public service workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters. This move is part of an ongoing effort to address past administrative failures and provide relief to those entitled under the law, with over 870,000 public service workers now benefiting from debt cancellation. The administration aims to make higher education more accessible and reduce financial barriers to opportunity. Biden vows to continue using all available tools to deliver student debt relief and strengthen the economy.
Currently, millions of people in Kharkiv and Odessa, Ukraine, do not have power. Yesterday, Russia launched more than 90 missiles and they hit an energy facility. Five people have been killed and more are injured. Russia has explained that this was just in retaliation against Ukraine for attacking Russian territory previously. The U.S. plans to send more air defense to Ukraine to help ward off Russian attacks.
That's all for me, Tommy J. Houseman, your host of What's Going On in the World, here along with
Sarah Siles.
We thank you for joining us on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
What? UN resolution on Gaza ceasefire vetoed after angry exchange between U.S., Russia, Blinken, and Netanyahu diverge over direction of war.
Biden cancels nearly $6
billion in student
debt.
Food culture in Borneo thrives again.
What? House sends government funding
package
to Senate.
Ukraine war, five dead and million without power after wave of Russian strikes. Senegal's presidential election, a look at the four main candidates.
What's going on in the world?